if you are in debt, it is one of those things that's it's always on your mind. You know that it's there. You know that it has to be paid off. You know that you've got to keep working towards paying it off as well. And this week, BBC Radio Nottingham is investigating levels of personal debt in Nottinghamshire. So what do you think the total might be if you added up everybody's personal debt? Well, we've got some figures from Nottinghamshire's Citizens Advice Bureau. Have a think about that. How much do you think it might be? This does not include mortgages. This is just levels of personal debt. The amount that they dealt with last year exceeds £138 million of debt. That's just the people who were there being helped by the CAB. The average amount that the City branch dealt with was over £47,000. That must be per person, average per person. In Bassett Law, it's over £24,000. In Newark and Ashfield, it's £21,000. Well, in a moment, you're going to hear from the CAB. But first, one of the stories behind those numbers. You will hear more from this woman with Fran today. We're calling her Jane.
Since I had the loss of my granddad, I've always tried to buy other people's affections. And so, you know, if I'm shopping and I think, oh, that would suit, you know, one of my friends, I just buy it. Don't think, oh, yeah, that would suit him, I'll let him know. £1,000 my overdraft was. Mm-hmm. And then I got a loan from my bank, but they never shut my overdraft, so I had both. And then I consolidated that. And still they didn't shut my overdraft until it got to a point where they wouldn't give me anything else. So I went somewhere else and they'd give it me to consolidate and then somewhere else. And you've got a massive amount.
So how much did you owe? By the time you went to the CAB, how much were your debts?
About £60,000.
Oh.
It came to a head this year. I had a breakdown over it. We went to the Citizens Advice. And they instructed us on everything that we needed to do, what would be the best option for us, which actually turned out to be bankruptcy.
Jane talking to Francis Finn. More from Jane then a little later on today after nine here on BBC Radio Nottingham. Well, Lisa Garnett is a specialist debt case worker from Mansfield's Citizens Advice Bureau. Hello, morning to you.
Good morning.
Firstly, the figures then, more than 138 million being tackled countywide. Well, it's quite a lot of money, isn't it? But I suspect that's just scratching at the surface because they're only the people who've come to you.
That's right. There's an awful lot of people who try other methods and very often with the last port of call, which is a shame, really, because people are paying out to go and see third-party specialists or so-called specialists and often, you know, throwing good money after bad before they've actually been to see us.
Now, Jane's story there, obviously we only heard a little bit of it, but is that typical that you can just find a debt spiralling into thousands and thousands of pounds?
Definitely, yeah. A lot of people come and see us and they've started off with an overdraft and then gone elsewhere. When they think they've shut the overdraft down, what they don't realise is while ever it's overdrawn, it's never shut down, so that debt is just ticking away, gathering interest. Sometimes people come to us, they can't get the benefits or the wages because they've gone into overdrawn accounts. So basically it's just getting swallowed up. So they're living in poverty, living on hardly anything because that money's getting swallowed up by overdrafts. But what people do is tend to panic, so they'll try somewhere else and somewhere else. Often, you know, using firms that charge ridiculous amounts of interest just to try and get some more money to see them through for everyday essentials.